and for all the other things that you do for us, Father. The great grace that you show us day by day, the great mercy that you have for us, your willingness to bring us where we desire to be in this life so that we can honor you and glorify you. Thank you, Father, for most of all your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, and having given his life for each of us so that we could have a relationship with you, we could be restored into favor with you, and that we could have you as our Father. Thank you for this day that we celebrate you raising him from the dead and making him known as your Son. And Father, for the great reality of everything that resurrection of Jesus Christ means to each one of us, that we can continue to remember those things day by day and walk in the truth of them, that you can continue to empower us day by day as we recognize that token that you have given to each of us, that Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for today being together, having brought us together so that we can joy and rejoice in your truths, in your reality that you have brought us all into. So, Father, thank you for this. Thank you for Greg and Natalie and opening their home to us and hosting us today. And thank you, Father, just again, for your love and your grace and all that you do for each of us as we continue to look to you and walk with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Anyone else like to pray? Anyone here?
God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for giving us your Son, you know, for him going ahead and for him walking perfectly so we can be bought back and then we can have eternal life. And I just thank you, God, for not only the remission of sins, but also for him going ahead and breaking his body for us so we could have physical and spiritual and mental wholeness, that we could have sound minds and a sound body, and that we could have a spiritual connection with you that is forever. And I just thank you, God, for eternally putting that in us, because you knew us before the foundations of the world, and you knew if it was about our salvation and what we did, we would never make it. But because your Son walked perfectly on his face and took sin upon himself to pay back and to be the chosen lamb, you know, the savior for all mankind. It's amazing to us. And I just thank you, God, that we see that today. We see the physical wholeness. We see the mental and spiritual wholeness in our lives. And that we realize who we are as sons of God and that we can walk strong and in fellowship with you day in and day out. And you can communicate with us and be our Father all the time. The Father that if we never had a good Father, the Father that we always wanted. And if we had a good Father, 1,000,000,000 times better than the Father that we had, even if he was a wonderful Father. I just thank you, God, for all of our needs being met here. I thank you for communion being later on today. I thank you for that, going ahead and seeing great signs, miracles, and wonders. And then we can walk and we can talk with you and see your work. See your word work in our lives. I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else like to pray? All right. Well, amen then. Amen. Okay. Well, Resurrection Sunday. Yay. Gives us another reason to be together, doesn't it? And we're thankful. Thanks, Greg and Natalie, again. Before I forget to do it, thank you for hosting us today. And it's always a blessing. Always a blessing. You never know what Natalie's got going on with her hostessing. I looked at the table in there, and at first I thought, oh, she's made the napkins in the shape of the Passover lamb. And then I said, no, they're just bunnies, aren't they? But she's got the napkins, you know, in like origami fashion of little bunnies. So I said, you never know. You never know with Natalie. She always does these cute little little things to bless everybody. So it's a blessing to be here, but it's a blessing to be here, especially today as we celebrate perhaps one of the greatest, you know, the greatest events on record as far as God exhibiting his love and his grace and his goodness to the world, you know, and having given his son and raising him from the dead. It's certainly the event that changed all of our lives. It prepared for the change for all of our lives. And it came into manifestation in our lives when we actually believed it. When we believed in our heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and confessed that that man, Jesus, is our Lord. That's what changed our lives, because God began to move in our lives. God became real to us. God became our Heavenly Father at that moment. So we are grateful, and it's always a great time to be together. It's always a great time to focus our hearts and lives on what that really means to each one of us. And we're going to look at some of that stuff in the scripture today. I got a bunch of notes, which I don't usually do, but I got a bunch of them. Look at them. And I'll never get to maybe a fraction of it, but as my manner is in times like this, these special occasions, I always love going through the scripture and digging up things that perhaps I've been familiar with in the past, but then other things that I've not considered in the past, things that God always seems to bring things up to our minds and to our eyes of the understanding, that we are enlightened, and he gives us more things to consider, more things to put together, because that's just our Father. He loves for us to be amazed at him. He loves for us to be awestruck by him, because he is the focus of all of our lives. And we have him as our Father because of what his Son Jesus Christ did for us. So at times like these, when we reflect on those things, we go deep in our heart and mind to those realities and truths that the scripture reveals to us, and then the things that God reveals to us as we consider these things. It's just, there are, for me personally, there are no greater times in my life. There are no greater moments in my life than those moments that God reveals a truth to me, or makes something more understandable to me, or makes something more sensible to me. Because that's what God desires. He desires for us to see him as a sensible and just Father, one who has done all things so that we could have a relationship with him. He has planned it from the minute his relationship with his creation fell apart. He began the plan to put it back in his grand design so that his creation could know him personally, not just fearfully, as religion would like you to conceive of him, to stand, you know, fearfully before God. You know, no, he wants us to stand before him in awe of his love and his greatness, in awe of his grace. And he has done all these things so that we can have that. We can have a real relationship with God, one that goes beyond just driving by and seeing a crucifix on a building and saying, oh, there's a church. There's a lot of people there's a lot of cars in the parking lot, you know, or here we are, you know, together, you know, as a fellowship of people, believers, like-minded, with the same kind of joy in our hearts. You know, it goes beyond that, because it goes to the very heart of the issue with God. He desires for us to have a relationship with him. He desires us to know him as we can know our Father, and know that he loves us, you know, and know that he'll do anything for us. And I think he proved that by giving his son for us. And we're going to look at some of the reasons why he had to do it that way. You know, why did he have to do it? Because this is the time of year where a lot of people sit back and they enjoy the ceremony. They enjoy the festivities of Easter, which is just a pagan holiday for fertility. Or they enjoy resurrection. which is what they celebrate. Once they get inside past the word Easter, they talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is what it is all about. But it goes beyond that. It goes to the very heart of the issue, which is our relationship with God, having a personal relationship with Him, having a trust that is built on more than just blind faith. It's built on experience with the one true God, that as we have trusted Him, as we have turned our heart over to Him, He has proved Himself to us time and time again. We don't have to prove ourselves to God. He has proved Himself to us over and over and over again. Yeah, there are times when we trust Him and we don't see it happen. Is it God? No, it's me, O Lord. It's never God. Because when you look at the record of God and in the scripture and what He has done to restore His creation to what He desires it to be, it's never God. It's never Him dropping the ball. It's always about people. It's always about us. Right? So when it comes to this kind of a day where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's many things that come to our minds and hearts, especially as we go to the scripture or as we just go to our lives and we begin to think, what are the things that God has done for me this week? What has He done for me this month? You know, what has He done for those that I know and love? You know? And we reflect on those things. We consider those things. And it builds greater confidence and trust in God for us. So, brief introduction there, but enough of that. Does anybody have a testimony they'd like to share? I know we like to do that. We need to do that. It's always a blessing to do it, to hear what God's been doing. So who has anything? Anybody out there in Zoom land or here at the fellowship?
Well, we'll be your grandfather in 2 days.
Tim has an announcement to make.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, Tim. Make that announcement.
Going to be your grandfather in 2 days.
Yay, okay.
Gosh, you must be really old.
Ancient.
2 days. Ancient. 2 days. He's got two more days.
Yeah, and I'm just thankful that, you know, that it's healthy. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what I want to leave her, you know, because I'm not going to be around for her entire life by any means. And thinking about what I wanted to leave her of my life. And it had to have God in it. I mean, God is such a part of life. It interwoves with everything, you know. So it's just been a kind of need to go ahead and to think and start going ahead and making a, what do they call that? A chest, a hope chest.
Huh.
You know, just for her. And just stuff, you know, I haven't been a musician for years, so it's music recordings, things that I've written, things that my, you know, all my research books, things like that, that when she opens it up, she can see a part of my life and she can see that, you know, so it can direct her to go ahead and to believe one day, you know. And I just real very thankful. I'm real very thankful that 9 months, everything was just perfect. There was no complications and, pretty excited about it.
That's great. You got a healthy grandbaby coming.
Little girl.
That's it.
Amelia.
All right. Well, we are happy with you. We are. Wonderful. All right. Anybody else have something?
I got one.
All right, Kurt.
Congratulations, Tim. I was just praying the last couple of days for an individual that got rescued behind enemy lines. Very thankful for that holiday mission. And it brought me again to remember and so, often in life, my plane got shot down behind enemy lines. And God never leaves one behind. He always rescued me every time. Sometimes it takes a day. Usually when it gets around to the 30th day, I know my rescues, because it's never taken much longer than 30 days. So between 1 and 30. So when it gets close to 30, I know we're out of the soup. So I do keep God very, very busy on these missions, unfortunately. But it gives him something to do. And God does it well. He always rescues us out of our, releases us from our prisons, whether they be mental prisons or just paths that we took that got us in a wrong place. God promised, he raised his son after the third day like it was foretold, forthtold, and actually happened at that given time. So God is always backs up God's word. He always rescues us from all of our problems. And then when we don't have problems, he's promised us that when we give and we have a good time, that he'll make it even better and burst forth that we wouldn't even have enough room to receive it. And therefore, then we can have much to give to others that do need it. Sometimes I don't, we live in this ministry of reconciliation. I don't go and make a plan that tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'm going to talk to someone and bring them into this fellowship, bring them back to the light of God. But I had a conversation with an individual. We were talking about sowing and reaping in the gardens and stuff. And then he mentioned something about, boy, I really, I don't want to reap what I sowed because I've sowed a lot of bad stuff. And I said, well, you know, you ever play Monopoly? Ever? Yeah. You ever get one of those get out of jail free cards? Well, I've got one for you. Because all the problems that you may have had on this problem can be resolved in a second just by believing Romans 10, 9 and 10, and, you know, believing in your heart and confessing from mouth that you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, Jesus Christ, and that he died for your sins and was resurrected, and that all your sins will be washed clean. And he said, well, I really don't want to. I said, what? I don't understand. I'm confused. Can you fill me in? He says, I have my reasons. And I said, okay, that's fair. But you know where I live, and then when you're ready, you know where to come to. So, and like I said, during the conversation, the walk together, it wasn't like I set out to do this. It's just I got a nudge. Like you say, God talks to us sometimes in precarious moments. All of a sudden, he'll reveal something that you might have been looking for. Maybe you haven't been looking for it, but then all of a sudden, he reveals it to you. And that's that fellowship, that walk with our wonderful Father that we experience literally. I have challenges daily, and God daily has an answer and solves it. Every single day, I don't think a day goes by. So there's that. I become almost really, I would say, dependent upon this fellowship, this relationship with our Father. I'm dependent on it every second because I can't do without it at all. And I'm very thankful for that, and that how God blesses us all, and how he's provided this day where you can all be in one place and fellowship together and have a great, I'm sure we're going to have an awesome day together. And I'm very thankful for that, and thankful for this day where many of people of the earth can celebrate this wonderful resurrection of the greatest man that ever lived and resides at the throne of the right hand of God. And we're right there with him. Thank you all for being of this one beautiful body. And thank you, Donnie, for teaching and upholding this very thing. As long as I've ever known you, he's always upheld and stood and represented. Thank you so much for that.
All right, Kurt. Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's great. Wonderful. Yeah, we're all dependent upon our relationship with God, I think. So, wonderful. Anyone else have something?
I always do, but
Tim. Tim's like, well, I guess I'll. Okay, Tim. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing again? I'm just really so thankful that that we know God's healing powers in our lives. God has healed me from so many diseases and so many things, and Donnie and Patty have been there for so many of that healing, when they came to the doctor and I had congenital heart failure and they prayed for me and it instantly went away. Mm-hmm. And all of us have things in our lives, it might not have been today, it might not have been yesterday, but, all of us have seen the power of God work in our lives, signs, miracles, and wonders, And if we need it again, He's always there for, all we got to do is ask and believe, we just keep our lives simple because, really, what do we have to do? Everything is done for us. All we have to do is just believe God to enjoy living our lives today and, and to get ready to have eternal life with Him in the clouds, So, we just are just such a thankful people. And when we are thankful in our hearts and we realize what He's done, that's when God really works in our lives. We don't have to, works hard or push hard. We just need to accept what He's already done for us and realize that it's a finished work, So, just really thankful, very so thankful for all you, I enjoy coming to fellowship, whether it's on Zoom or, at Greg's house. This is the first time I've been at Greg's house. So, he was like really amazed that I showed up. He was like, oh, what'd you get lost this morning? Patty asked me if I was coming. I said, yeah. So when I say I'm coming, I'm coming. So I just, y'all just, we got so much to be thankful for, and most of the things we got thankful for is each other. So be thankful for each other. Tell them you love them before they're gone. Because, else you'd have to wait till after Jesus Christ comes back to say it again. So I love you guys. Bye.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks, Tim. Well, we love you too, brother. Wonderful. Anyone else have anything?
Yeah, we love you too. Or I love you too. There you go. So happy resurrection. And this is the day that we are so blessed to be alive in the age of grace. And so thankful for God's mercy, love, and forgiveness, and, oh, man, patience. Oh, yes. So, just a wonderful day to give thanks and put a little chuckle in our hearts, and knowing that the adversary has lost the battle. So he's lost the war. So I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ, He actually stood. He stood up for us, each and every one of us to fight, And, wow, how wonderful that is. And, it's like God, rested on the seventh day. He like sat down, it's like, oh yeah, how cool. Ah, yes. Anyway, blessed to be here. Bless you guys. Wish I was able to visit with you guys in face to face, but sure love you guys. You're the best.
And thank you. We love you too, and you are the best. So, yeah, and it's good to fellowship, whether it be face to face or just hearing your voice. It's certainly a blessing. Either way, whatever way we get it, we're going to get it and be thankful. So, great. Wonderful. Anything else? Anyone?
Okay.
What did they hear?
Start from the beginning, please.
Oh, well, my goodness. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, I'll try to make this brief.
You got to do the short version.
Okay, the short version is God healed my husband of 46 years who had a back injury at work. He was out of work for 6 weeks. He
And then we got down to matinees.
Well, let me tell the comedic part.
Okay.
I wanted, because I can laugh about it now, but I would wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning or whatever. I wouldn't know where my husband was because he was sleeping in all kinds of various and sundry weird places because he was in so much pain and he was uncomfortable. And so we had Matt and Ann offer to bring us down to the Dominican Republic. And this is truly like the first vacation literally we ever had. Without it being a ministry thing or something, you know, India was fun, but it wasn't a vacation. But this was truly incredible. And so Donnie had a goal to get better and he was going to physical therapy and trusting God and it just kept getting better and better. And then there we were and we enjoyed ourselves tremendously. Thanks again, Matt and Ann. And we were walking in the neighborhood, almost every day. And it got to a place where I couldn't keep up with him. And it used to be he couldn't keep up with me with walking. So he was really healed. And, it was also comical. He was sleeping in I call it a lawn chair. It was a zero gravity chair. That's the only place he could sleep and be comfortable. And so Ann fixed it up like a bed and it was in the bedroom and I got the whole bed to myself. And anyway, I know we were like high maintenance. Guests and so I know they're glad we were there and probably glad when we left, but we were just so thankful and I'm so thankful for Donnie's healing is what I'm really saying and how he just never quit. He never stopped writing his letters. He never stopped teaching the word. He just pushed through the pain. He powered through it knowing God was healing him, and I can safely say that now he's completely healed, right?
Yeah.
In a manifested way. Here he is, just live to tell about it.
Yeah, I just need to work a little bit more on getting the age levels back down where they should be.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling like 73, I should really be feeling like 34.
There you go. That's kind of the pattern always catch. Always been Mr. Energized with Lenny.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm focused on now. So, well, yeah, God is good. He's good to all of us for sure. You know,